Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, your host for the next half hour or so from my dining room, social distancing here in the COVID-19 era, and happy to introduce you to my guest this morning, Kirk Sykes, just named head of school at the Seed School of Maryland. Welcome to the show, Kirk. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Gina. Thanks for having me today. It's great to be back in my hometown.
Yeah, this is so exciting. First of all, just in case people don't know, I mean, we're talking about you got your bachelor's from Morgan State, your master's from Coppin State, doctoral studies at Seton Hall, back in Southwest Baltimore by way of your most recent job. You were teaching in Atlanta, right? I guess a good way to lead off is what, I mean, obviously this is an incredible opportunity as the new head of school, but, you know, why was it so important for you to come back to Baltimore? And now, you know, now seems like a great time to do that.
Sure. I was a former principal here in Baltimore at a couple of high schools. My longest tenure was at Carverville Tech High School. And I went to Atlanta 4 years ago to coach and support principals, which I did very successfully there in Metro Atlanta for Fulton County Schools. And so I, you know, this is my first love. Being closer to kids is what I really enjoy most about education, and this opportunity really provided an opportunity for me to do that. So I'm great to take on this work and hopefully have even more success than I've had at the district level.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when you say coaching, is that sports coaching or academic coaching?
Academic coaching. So I was a principal supervisor, right? Formerly supervised 12 schools in Southwest Atlanta, four high schools, four middle schools, and four elementary schools. I've had a gamut of experience there. And again, we were very, very successful there, taking those schools to some of their highest gains in terms of graduation rate, in terms of student achievement as measured by the state assessment scores. And I'm hoping to do the same thing or even better here at Seed.
And Kirk, obviously you were very familiar with the Seed School, you know, being a Baltimore native, but for those that aren't, that are tuning in this morning, tell us about the Seed School, where it's located for one, just right off the bat to get everybody familiar with what we're talking about.
Sure. We are located in Southwest Baltimore on Fawn Hill Avenue. This is a school that's on the old campus of Southwestern High School. So we have a 52-acre campus. It's a beautiful campus. We are not far from St. Agnes Hospital as well as the West Side Shopping Center. So those are sort of bookends of the school campus.
Gotcha. Some landmarks so people can get sort of a sense of place when they're listening to us. And tell us about some of the history, like when it was started, you know, to get started, and then, you know, how many students attend now, and is that something that, you know, you want to increase attendance-wise? Tell us a little bit about the history of when it was started.
Absolutely. So this particular Seed Maryland was started in 2008. We have three Seed schools that are all part of the larger Seed Foundation. One, Seed Miami. Seed DC was our first school. And again, we started in 2008. We service 400 students in a co-ed environment, and our students board. So our students come in on Sunday and stay through Friday, and they are in state-of-the-art dormitories. There is a evening component to our academic side, which and that enables us to really address all aspects of student life, right? We know that students often need wraparound services and other supports in order to thrive in an academic environment, and we are able to provide that through our boarding component.
Absolutely. I can see definitely how that works. And then for just people that don't know, what does SEED stand for? I'm sure that's an acronym for something, right?
So it isn't. It isn't.
No, it's not? Oh, wow. Okay.
No, it isn't.
you would think so by looking. I guess it's no. Hey, I've learned something new today.
It is not an acronym, but obviously, you know, it is a metaphor for what it is that we ultimately like to do for students, which is to provide a nurturing environment, to provide all of the elements that they would need to thrive. As you know, we service students from across the state. This school is located in Baltimore City, but this is a regional opportunity for students throughout Maryland. It's coming to us from Prince George's County, from Carroll County, from Anne Arundel County, of course, from Baltimore City and Baltimore County, and we're Charles County. We are opening this opportunity up for every county in the state of Maryland.
I don't know if everybody knows that, but that's really important to know. And then, so how are these students from across the state, how are they selected to attend? What does that process look like? And that's already been determined for the upcoming school year, but how does that all work with how the students get lucky enough to attend the seed school?
Sure. So our students are selected via a lottery. They must meet a criteria like qualifying for free and reduced meals, living in with a non-custodial parent, or having an immediate family member incarcerated. So we are trying to reach students who have some conditions that impact their ability to thrive in public school. And so we do not look at academic records for admission. And so we are meeting kids where they are, which again makes us a very, very unique and important option for a state like Maryland, right, which mm-hmm. has a history of being a number one school district in the nation. It only makes sense for us to have an option like the seed school.
Yeah, boy, I'm sure I'm glad that we do. Now, I understand that seed supports students even through college. So how does that work? And then how does this help students on their academic journey? Because you're really, really with them, through the whole process.
Sure. We call this supporting kids to and through college. And we have a very unique formula and strategy around that, in which we try to pair students with right fit colleges. And this is important because we know that some colleges do a better job of graduating students. We have a strategy around identifying those colleges that have certain attributes like what is their 4 to 5 year graduation rate for first generation college students? What supports do they have in terms of wraparound services on the campus? And so our college counselors and our transition supports are working with those colleges to identify the ones that get it right, the ones that are going to have the greatest chance of graduating our students. And when we get that right, we're probably about 50% higher than the national average in terms of graduation rates for those students.
That's great, because then you know who to match them up with the places where they're going to continue to thrive in their academic career.
Exactly.
Wow. Now, what kind of curriculum is offered to students?
So that's a great question. We have a college prep curriculum, and I want to be very clear about that. Our goal in having kids from 6 to 12 is that these students are being trained to be globally competitive. So our kids are not just getting into community college or state college. They're getting into very selective colleges, and that's a result of the rigorous college prep curriculum that we have. Of course, students are taking in high school 4 years of mathematics to include calculus. They are subject to all of the state assessments like any public school in the state of Maryland. And I'm happy to report that, you know, many of those students are, in fact, thriving.
That's great. And so it sounds to me like there are definitely some advantages of a seed education. And what would you say those are primarily?
I would say, one, meeting students where they are, having a real equity lens at the school level. And so the work that our teachers do is based on them having a growth mindset. So they are not superficially setting limits on students through the manner in which they instruct them. We're holding them to very high standards. And of course, the boarding component allows us that additional time to really work with students around soft skills, to work with students around their ability to communicate, their self-confidence. It really provides an ideal opportunity and an ideal set of time for us to do all those things that we know students need.
Yeah, it seems to me that that would be like not only your supervision, but also then they learn that discipline, you know, which and knowing that you're there should they encounter any problems, whether they be, you know, social or educational. I mean, there's always someone there to sort of help them if they're at that critical point where, you know, otherwise students might be at a disadvantage where, you know, they might veer off path a little bit.
Correct. And again, this, if I can go back to, you know, this idea of right fit colleges, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
We are ensuring that students are getting the readiness that they need to excel in college, right?
Right.
So the receiving school has a responsibility, but we want to make sure that kids possess the maturity and the discipline, to your point, around what it's going to take to graduate and to graduate within 4 to 5 years.
Right. So that retention rate, I mean, that's important. You want the students to finish out their education. The school also wants to look at, you know, admitting students that are going to be successful there. Right. So that's kind of like it's sort of a selection process, if you will. But you're doing it in a very smart way to make sure that you're, you know, fitting, it's the right fit for students, and you guys get to know them so well because it is a boarding situation like that, which is a huge advantage, I would think.
Absolutely. I mean, we offer smaller class sizes. We offer a one-to-one laptop program. We offer, in some cases, single-sex classrooms in middle school, co-ed in high school, extra time for day tutoring, homework support in the evenings, 3 meals a day plus snacks. We really try to cover any manner in which a kid might be distracted or derailed from really thriving in an academic environment.
Now, I realize that you, Kirk Sykes, who we're talking to, the new head of school for the Seed School of Maryland, this previous year, we're about to talk about soon the Seed seniors who graduated recently. Now, a lot of kids that aren't in the Seed School had to do remote learning. Now, were the Seed students still, you know, at the actual school, or were they having, I would assume so, since they're boarding, right?
Right. Well, we also had a virtual learning program where we had to implement virtual learning for those students as well. Right now, or at least at the height of COVID, we certainly didn't have any students on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so while the state kind of sorts out what the public school strategy will be, we are looking at different options, including a virtual option, but we are really, really pushing to have some, you know, our first option, which is boarding kids. And so we have planned to reduce the number of kids who board or set up an alternate week scenario that will allow kids to be here in a less dense population, but still had the advantages of the boarding component.
Gotcha. So then do you have to, I know Dr. Karen Salmon kind of handles the public school aspect of things. Do you sort of all work in tandem, or are you kind of also making your own decisions as a Seed School, you know, making those decisions as best for, you know, does it overlap a little bit, or are you autonomous, I guess is the word, or are you working together?
Yeah. Yeah, it does overlap. Obviously, with our unique position, we're, you know, having to provide context for the state around what our needs are. But there's certainly much overlap. I mean, safety first, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And yeah, and the unknown in the fall, I think a lot of schools haven't really made that ultimate decision, whether it's, you know, primary, secondary, or collegiate, is because we're all kind of looking to see how things go. And it's kind of too soon to tell at this point, right?
Correct.
And the safety of the students, obviously, is primary. So let's definitely shine a light on those SEED seniors who graduated recently. Tell us about, you know, how many graduates there were and where they're heading off to college, and what an education this past couple of months has been for everybody, let alone, you know, a SEED senior. That has to be a really extraordinary time to be going to school.
Sure. A little over 95% of those students have been accepted to four-year colleges and universities. Some of those include University of Maryland, College Park, UMES, Garrett College, Frostburg, Mount St. Mary's, Bucknell, Goucher, Howard, and RIT and Temple. Those are the ones that I know of. I'm sure there are some others. And, you know, what's great about this is that, you know, many of these kids have been with us from 6 through 12. So we know that that experience is invaluable in terms of the connections that they've made. And we're very, very proud of them for having to endure all that we've endured through COVID. It was great. We had a great virtual graduation. There were lots of smiling faces and families who were trying to celebrate and salute the seniors as best they could. And now we are readying ourselves for the class of 2021.
That's exciting, isn't it? And that's awesome. And so real quick, I forgot to ask about any extracurricular activities that you offer at the SEED School before we move on to all the exciting things happening now at SEED with your, you know, your first couple of days here as new head of school. But just to answer that question about extracurricular activities, what sort of things do you offer at the SEED School?
We offer a ton of activities, everything from athletics and soccer, track, cross country, football, basketball, volleyball, and cheerleading. We've also, in the past, had horseback riding. We have DECA, which is an entrepreneurial club, Civil Air Patrol, Driver's Ed, Fashion Club, Theater Group, Glee Club, SDA, Dance Club, and Teen Court.
Holy cow. I think, it's rest assured, the students keep very, very busy.
And some of our students have even traveled to Honduras for service learning, Brazil, Jamaica for botanical research, Jordan, London. They have been paid internships and dual enrollment in cybersecurity training. So we really are trying to create a world-class experience for each and every one of our students. This is a real crown jewel, I believe, for the state.
I'll say, well, you could really take on the world with those kinds of resources. And just naming the some of the schools that your seniors will be attending in the fall, it's, you know, amazing institutions. That's a phenomenal achievement. And that's fantastic. And I have to mention, you mentioned football. I know Ed Reed, you know, Hall of Famer, he is a huge fan of you guys. And have you been in touch since you've been back? I know he's a big supporter of you guys.
Yes. We, of course, due to COVID, we could not have the Ed Reed dinner. But, yes, he is definitely a fan. We love Ed Reed. He's a longtime supporter of SEED. You know, he understands our mission and how important it is to have a school like SEED. And so we thank him over and over again for, you know, his support.
Absolutely. Yeah, because people love him for good reason, and he does so much for the community too. And sometimes that's a good, you know, he could be a good cheerleader, if you will, for people who might not be as familiar with all the great work that you're doing. It's nice to have a champion like that in a champion.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So now I understand all these exciting things are happening at SEED, and you know, you're in your first couple of days as your new appointment as the new head of school, which is so exciting. So this is your time, you know, tell us about you and what attracted you to SEED. I feel like you're back in the interview, right? Things seem to be going so far so good here, Kirk. I think you're going to get the job. But tell us, you know, what attracted you to it, and then ultimately, you know, your plans as the new head of school. If you can share that. I don't know if it's like secret for your competition or not, but we would love to hear your vision, which I know is going to be just brilliant.
Oh, I mean, I like to start there. I mean, one of the things that impressed me about the school was the interview process. I mean, I could feel the enthusiasm and the passion for the school's mission. And that inspired me because I want to be around and partner with like-minded individuals. We have a really energized board. We have an energized CEO. And that's encouraging because this work is very, very hard. And so to know that, you know, they were looking for a leader who was aligned with them in terms of the passion for the school, but also had the technical capacity and skill set to move the school in a way that would be really impressive and dramatic. That's what brought me home. I can, you know, I've known about the Seed School and thought this was an ideal opportunity, but was leaving, you know, other schools at the time. And so for me, this is a legacy type of career. This is an opportunity for me to be amongst those who have done really, really great things in the city of Baltimore and who have led organizations and schools and institutions to really, really great milestones. And I'm excited about doing that. I still have school-age kids. You know, they're excited about this as well. And I think moving forward, one of the things that impresses me as I talk with some of the staff here and the folks that I've met early on, they're charged up and ready to go. So everybody is ready to go in spite of these unusual circumstances that we find ourselves in right now.
Absolutely. We've learned to expect the unexpected, that's for sure. But if we can get through this, I think we can make it. And how old are your kids? Just out of curiosity, you know, you said they were still school age, so I assume they're school age.
I have a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Oh, that's awesome. And so cool, as accomplished as you are, just knowing, you know, it kind of, I got excited for you putting myself, you know, in your shoes in the interview process, the fact that you are accomplished, but we still have to go through these really pivotal moments in our life where we have to prove ourselves again. You know, you have to sell yourself. You have to make sure it's the right fit. The chemistry is good. You have the tools you need to succeed. And, you know, it's a great lesson for the kids that you're teaching and mentoring too, that, you know, that you never really stop learning, do you?
No, you don't. I mean, leadership is hard. Obviously, you know, there ought to be a change management strategy as you take on roles like this. But what trumps it all is really just your passion for this work and your passion to see kids excel. Mm-hmm. And we know that is, you know, that's our greatest reward, is to know that students have genuinely gotten better. They're now equipped to thrive in the world that they're entering into as a result of the work that's happened at the school.
That's awesome.
So, you know, our mission is really needed at this time. I'm happy to lead the work around that and do so, you know, very passionately.
And I understand you're going to be introducing a new cyber lab. This sounds super exciting. Please tell us more about this project real quick and its significance.
Sure. This is really, really awesome, right? I mean, we know that STEM opportunities are the wave of the future. And so we are having built, as we speak, our InfoArmor Cyber Lab. It's under construction and will be ready when the students return. There'll be great opportunities in STEM, a cybersecurity curriculum, certification and competitions, robotics. The lead donors were excited about opening this pathway for students to prepare them for careers in cybersecurity, IT, and computer science.
Wow, what a fantastic resource that's going to be. And tell us, as we get ready to wrap up soon, believe it or not, I can't believe it, but does Seed need any support from the community? And if so, in what ways can we help you out?
Sure. First of all, we'd like for you to follow us on social media, Instagram, the Seed School Maryland Facebook, Seed School of Maryland, and Twitter. Like our post. Check out what we're doing. We are, as I said, an opportunity available for this region. We're the only college prep boarding school, public boarding school in the state of Maryland. And we want everybody to know about this opportunity. We want to extend this opportunity to more students in the future. There's a greater demand, right?
So, absolutely.
Like us and follow us. There's information on our website about how you can donate and contribute to the school.
That's great. And what is your website again? I don't think we've mentioned that, and that's very important for people to know.
Sure. It's seedschoolmaryland.org.
Okay, that's easy. Seedschoolmaryland.org. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure when people go there, they can get direct links to all those platforms. And that's how
correct.
I got the announcement that you know, in your first day there, they, you know, were right on it about the announcement that you were coming back. And what's the response been like from people that knowing that you're back in Baltimore and here to take on this incredible job?
Oh, it's been great. It's you know, news travels so fastly, even a month ago when I was named formally, I started to get calls. And so I'm happy to be back. I am a SOB, son of Baltimore, right? So I thrive when our city thrives and our kids thrive. I know the look of hope and aspiration that lives and many of the kids in Baltimore, and it just really, it's really great that I have an opportunity to impact that positively.
Yes, absolutely. We need your help, and I'm so excited for you. We've been talking to Kirk Sykes, the new head of school at the Seed School of Maryland. Thank you so much for your time. Welcome back to Baltimore, and we can't wait to see the incredible things you guys are going to do this year. And again, people can go to Seed School. What was that website one more time, Kirk?
SeedSchoolMaryland.org.
There it is, SeedSchoolMaryland.org, and they can connect with you on social media as well. Kirk, thank you so much, and we look forward to talking to you again. I hope you join us again in the coming months.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.
You too. Appreciate it. You guys out there, thank you for listening. If you want to reach out to me on social media as well, you can do that at Gina Crash, and I'll put you in touch with the Seed School of Maryland. Kirk Sykes, our guest here, the brand new head of school. You guys, thank you for listening, and this has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.